questions are general questions.
Yeah.
What do you think is the main value of the training program to the services?
Main value of the training program service. Wow.
The main contribution.
I think that it helps a person to grow measurably in all ways in life. It makes him more confident on any given situation. It makes him more tolerant of others and their different viewpoints. Mm-hmm. It makes him quite proud of, I believe, in being a Canadian. He learns to accept discipline in this. He becomes able to give himself discipline or learn self-discipline. I would say he grows as a person in every way.
Mm-hmm. How about in terms of his, how does this relate to, do you think, Canadian citizenship?
I think it should be instituted so it would take the war part of it out of it, and everybody should be cast to go through the same thing right now in all the high schools and colleges and universities in the land.
You mean kind of a group experience?
I think every person, I don't care if it's a peace, cadet corps, or whatever it's called. I think it's an excellent idea. I think it's the way in which part of your education it should be. And you see, you do a lot of thinking on your own, and you're allowed to do a lot of thinking on your own. You make decisions on your own. You learn how to assemble facts, and you act on facts, and you make you can make decisions with respect to selection that you should be able to do to make yourself more conscious of your background as a Canadian, your ancestors, your present situation, what you can do in the future. We were talking earlier about the UN, all right? One of the major things, that if you had an international peace cadet corps or that type of thing in all the universities and all the colleges all around the world, and they were cast to come together regularly on a massive a scholarship program, then I think that you'd start beating the world problems, and you'd institute the world police force in the best sense of that word. That's what I think.
To enforce UN
that's right.
Laws.
That's right. And I think that most of the problem is lack of communication. Well, how do you overcome that in the world? You overcome that presumably with people respecting one another and their rights and their responsibilities and acting on it, and you do it on an individual basis. Now, I can't get to be able to assess what you're talking about, Alan, unless I listen to you and you tell me what your problem is. And I listen to you. And I think you get this kind of training. And I think nobody's impressed just because you're standing up in a cadet corps. If you have a specific job to do in a specific situation in a cadet corps, well, then you must be able to do it. And your peers or your fellow cadets are the only ones that are really going to judge you on that. And you know yourself whether you're doing it or not, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful training. Just tremendous.
You're providing the situation where people can interact in this way.
That's right.
And it's a structured situation,
right.
Too.
That's right. That's right. I think that, I don't know, somebody said that architects years ago started things and designs became brought up by them, and this in turn produced terrific works which have been passed on. And that started, I guess, way back when it started the birth of societies, didn't it? And symmetry and order were studied and all the rest of it. Well, I really believe that something like that, I mean, the cooperation between units or the competition and the cooperation between the three service units on the campus at UBC was a very stimulating, healthy thing as well, wasn't it? And we each were different backgrounds, but we respected one another. And tried to do the best we could to outshine one another, whatever, right? And work together at the same time. And had fun together. Well, I think on a worldwide basis, this would be an excellent thing. Really. And I guess there's some of that going on now, but not nearly enough, really.
You and organizations like Canadian University Students Overseas is similar to what I think you have in mind.
Right.
This is government subsidization for students to go overseas and serve in other countries. Are you associated, could you name some of the other groups that you're associated with? Other than, I think you mentioned earlier, before we started recording, that you're involved with some ideas.
Well, I'm involved in, as most people are, I guess, in a church group. I'm involved in a service club organization, and I'm involved with a fraternal organization. Sure. And I have a great respect for anyone. I think it's a combination, I guess. Government, after all, is nothing else but a reflection of people and participation of people. And that's all government is, any government. And how do you train individual people to be effective in their own governments? And I think that you have to have some idea of who you are, what you are, and where you're going as an individual. And I'm personally of the opinion that I could do much worse than study, as you're doing, history, historical situations, and try to understand how people have evolved where they are now. And I personally think it's useful to be aware of the fact that the seven major religions in the world all have a brotherhood of people as a basic common denominator. Isn't that interesting? Now, if there was some way in which I could do a more effective job at that, then I think I'd be able to do more than I'm doing now. That's all. I don't know how to do it. I think it's too bad in a way that it has to be crisis of one kind or another that cause people to get excited about things. But if we want to get excited about pollution, well, let's get excited about mind pollution as well as the other types. And let's get excited about those kind of things, you know.
Would you describe yourself as an optimist?
Oh yeah, no question about that. No question about that. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that symmetry and order is here, and it's demonstrable in the universe all the time. So I have to be an optimist. I can't control the sun at all, I don't think. And there's no way that I'm going to be able to maneuver the moon around much. So I'm an optimist, because I believe that every spring we have lots of renewed indication of this. And so, I mean, I'm an optimist, sure. I've been blessed with so many different things, so many different ways, that it's just impossible to be otherwise. It's just fantastic. I've been lucky, you know, really. Been privileged to work with so many people in my lifetime, at different ages and different backgrounds, including my dad right now, 91 and a half, you know. These people are looking him up and asking him questions to overcome their problems. He's a pretty young 91 and a half.
How about UBC people? How about UBC people? People who you met through your association with UBC?
Well, I haven't been active very much at all in the past little while. I know I certainly have a fantastic regard for Walter Gates. I don't think that the problems of British Columbia or Canada generally could repay that man at all for what he's done. I think it's a fantastic contribution he's made and is making. He's a dedicated, sincere, far-reaching, you know, kind of a person. And he's a personification of what a university is all about, really, or what life is all about. It. And he's dedicated his whole life to something. Now, there ought to be more ways that we can expose people to that kind of a person, to television or something. I mean, that's the kind of thing that, to me, is history. I believe that kind of thing should be told. If you meet a man like that, how could you fail to be optimistic? And he's helped thousands of people, hasn't he? Directly and indirectly, thousands. So, I don't know, I'm very thankful. I think you and your generation are living at a fantastic, exciting time. I really do. I believe that you will be able to create some peace that's on an international basis, mainly through much greater participation, through communication, much greater.